Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtues of the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's grave. You know, right now we are in the month of Muharram. This is a very sacred and holy month, and it is a month where we commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, take part in the mourning ceremonies which are conducted to remember him and his message and his martyrdom. And one of the things that we can do on at this time in this month is actually go physically for the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein. It's very virtuous, and it has a lot of virtues for it. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says the following regarding the virtues of the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's grave. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "There is no prophet in the heavens or the earth, except that he asks God Almighty to give him permission to go for the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Laysa nabiyyin fis samawati wal ardh illa wa yas'aluna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala an yu'dhan lahum fi ziyarati al-Husayn alayhi salam. Fafawjun yanzil wa fawjun ya'rij." There is no prophet in the heavens or the earth except that he asks God Almighty to give him permission to go for the ziyarat of Imam Hussein. So a group of them descend for the pilgrimage of Imam Hussein, and a group of them ascend back after paying homage and pilgrimage to Imam Hussein. And in fact, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in the same vein, he also said the following, that there is no angel in the heavens or the earth except that he asks, or it asks God Almighty to give him or give it permission to go for the ziyarat of Imam Hussein. And so there is a group which constantly, there's a group which descends and a group is ascending, right? For a group descends for the pilgrimage and a group of angels ascend for the pilgrimage, right? So by actually going for the ziyarat and pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's grave, right, we would be actually, joining this group of angels and prophets who are actually paying homage and making the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's grave. And, you know, the barakat and the blessings which they bring with them, you know, actually will secondarily and accidentally also come to us, and we will also benefit from them, right? This is a good opportunity. Right now, the pilgrimage to Imam Hussein's grave is open. This is not something that has always been true. There have been times in the past where this people have been barred from making the pilgrimage, right? Even in our own era, there was a time, I remember, when this pilgrimage was not possible. Fortunately, there's a small window of opportunity for us to do this. There's no telling what might occur in the future and whether we will be able to do so in the future or not. We hope and pray that it will always be open, there is no telling. So it's good to make chance while we can to go for ziyarat. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.